Jack keep going up. You can't turn back. You come too far. You can't give up. You work too hard. Jack keep going.
Welcome to another episode of Dissertation in 90 Days. Have you ever wondered why some researchers get all the spotlight while others remain in the shadows? It all comes down to one crucial skill, communication. Communication is not just about sharing your findings, it's about making them resonate with your audience. Whether you're presenting at a conference, writing a journal article, or discussing your research with colleagues, how you convey your ideas can make all the difference. Effective communication can open doors to new opportunities, foster collaborations, and elevate your academic reputation. Think about it. You could have groundbreaking research, but if you can't explain it clearly and compellingly, it might never get the recognition it deserves. Mastering the art of communication can significantly enhance your career prospects, making you stand out in a crowded field. Let me share a personal story to illustrate this point. During my early days as a PhD student, I was deeply engrossed in my research. I spent countless hours in the lab producing data and writing papers. However, when it came to presenting my findings, I struggled. My presentations were filled with jargon and complex graphs that left my audience confused. One day, after a particularly disastrous presentation, a mentor pulled me aside and gave me some simple advice. "Your research is brilliant, but if you can't make it understandable and engaging, no one will care." That was a turning point for me. I started focusing on how to communicate my research more effectively. I simplified my language, used more visuals, and started telling stories that connected my work to real-world applications. The difference was astounding. Not only did my presentations improve, but I also started receiving more invitations to speak at conferences and collaborate on projects. My academic reputation grew, and so did my career opportunities. Effective communication isn't just a nice-to-have skill, it's essential for your success as a researcher. In this episode, we'll explore practical strategies to help you communicate your research more effectively, ensuring that your hard work gets the attention it deserves. Let's dive in and transform how you share your knowledge with the world. Understanding your audience is the cornerstone of effective communication. You can have the most innovative research, but if you don't connect with your audience, your message might get lost. Tailoring your communication to meet the needs and expectations of your audience ensures that your ideas are not only heard, but also understood and appreciated. First, let's talk about the different types of audiences you might encounter. Each group has its own set of expectations and knowledge levels. Academic peers, for instance, appreciate the technical details and specialized terminology of your work. They're familiar with the jargon and understand the complexity of your research. However, even within this group, clarity is key. Avoid overly complex sentences that can obscure your main points. Industry professionals, on the other hand, are more interested in the practical applications of your research. They want to know how your findings can solve real-world problems. For this audience, focus on the implications of your work rather than the intricate details. Use clear, concise language to explain how your research can benefit their industry. Communicating with the general public requires a different approach. These individuals may not have a background in your field, so it's crucial to avoid jargon and complex concepts. Instead, use simple language and relatable examples to explain your research. Think of it like telling a story that connects with their everyday experiences. Making your work accessible to the general public not only broadens your reach, but also enhances the impact of your research. Before any presentation or communication, take the time to learn about your audience. Who are they? What is their background? What are their interests and concerns? Understanding these aspects will help you tailor your message to their needs. Adjust your vocabulary based on your audience's level of understanding. For academic peers, technical terms are fine, but for the general public, use plain language. Avoid using words that are uncommon or difficult to pronounce. Simple, clear words make your message more accessible. interaction keeps your audience engaged and makes your communication more dynamic. Ask questions to gauge their understanding and encourage participation. Use interactive elements like polls or discussions to involve them in the conversation. This not only makes your presentation more engaging, but also helps you adjust your message based on their feedback. For example, if you're presenting to industry professionals, you might start with a question like, "How many of you have faced challenges with data security in your projects?" This immediately engages them and sets the stage for discussing how your research addresses these challenges. Relate your research to your audience's interest by linking it to their concerns. If you're talking to industry professionals, highlight how your research can improve their workflows or solve specific problems they face. For the general public, show how your findings impact their daily lives. Make your work relevant to your audience by demonstrating its real-world applications. Empathy is crucial in effective communication. Put yourself in your audience's shoes. What would you want to know if you were them? What questions might they have? Anticipating these questions and addressing them proactively makes your communication more effective. By understanding your audience and tailoring your message accordingly, you ensure that your communication is not only heard, but also valued. Whether you're presenting to academic peers, industry professionals, or the general public, these strategies will help you connect with your audience and make your research shine. Structuring your message is vital for clear and effective communication. A well-organized presentation or paper helps your audience follow your ideas and grasp the key points. Think of it as building a roadmap for your listeners or readers. When your message has a clear structure, it's easier for people to stay engaged and understand your research. One effective way to structure your message is by using the inverted pyramid model, a technique often used in journalism. In this structure, you start with the most important information and gradually move to the more detailed supporting points. This approach ensures that your audience gets the key messages right away, even if they don't stay until the end. Imagine you're presenting your research at a conference. Instead of diving straight into the intricate details of your methodology, begin with your main findings. What did you discover? Why is it important? Give your audience a clear picture of your research's significance right from the start. This way, even if some attendees zone out or leave early, they've already received the most crucial information. Breaking down complex ideas into smaller, manageable parts is another essential aspect of structuring your message. Complex concepts can be overwhelming, but when you break them down into bite-sized pieces, they become much easier to digest. Start by outlining the main points you want to cover. Then divide each main point into subpoints. This approach helps you maintain a logical flow and ensures that your audience can follow along without getting lost. Clear and concise language is your best friend in academic communication. Avoid long, convoluted sentences that can confuse your audience. Instead, opt for short, straightforward sentences that get to the point quickly. This doesn't mean your language should be overly simplistic. It should be precise and to the point. For example, instead of saying, "The experiment was conducted in a manner that allowed for the control of variables while simultaneously ensuring the accuracy of the measurements," you can simply say, "We controlled variables to ensure accurate measurements." Let's look at a practical example of how to apply this. Suppose you're writing a research paper on climate change. Using the inverted pyramid structure, you would start with your main findings. Our study shows that immediate action is needed to reduce carbon emissions to prevent catastrophic climate change. This grabs the reader's attention and communicates the urgency of your research. Next, you would provide a brief overview of your methods. We analyzed data from multiple sources, including satellite images and temperature records. Finally, you would delve into the detailed findings and discussions, breaking them down into sections that build on each other logically. Engaging your audience through this structured approach not only makes your communication more effective, but also shows respect for their time and attention. Remember, a well-structured message is like a well-planned journey. It takes your audience from one point to the next smoothly without unnecessary detours. In summary, the key to structuring your message effectively is to start with the most important information, break down complex ideas into manageable parts, and use clear and concise language. By adopting these strategies, you can ensure that your audience understands and appreciates your research, no matter how complex it might be. This structured approach not only enhances clarity, but also helps in keeping your audience engaged and informed throughout your presentation or paper. Now let's talk about visual aids, and presentation tools play a crucial role in enhancing your message. They help make your research more understandable and engaging by providing visual representation of your data and ideas. A well-chosen visual can turn complex information into something that's easy to grasp at a glance. It's like giving your audience a mental shortcut to understanding your key points. Different types of visual aids serve different purposes. Charts and graphs are excellent for showing trends, comparisons, and patterns. They transform numbers into visual stories, making it easier for your audience to see relationships and draw conclusions. For instance, a line graph can vividly show how climate change has impacted global temperatures over the last century, far more effectively than a table of numbers could. Slides are a staple in presentations. They help you stay organized and keep your audience focused. Use them to highlight key points, provide an outline of your talk, or showcase important quotes and images. However, it's important to keep slides simple. Avoid cluttering them with too much text or too many images. A clean, well-designed slide can speak volumes without overwhelming your audience. Videos can be powerful tools, too. They are especially useful for demonstrating processes, showing real-world applications of your research, or adding a human element through interviews and testimonials. Just make sure your videos are short and directly relevant to your topic. A brief, impactful video can leave a lasting impression. When using visual aids, always remember that they should complement your spoken message, not replace it. Your visuals are there to support and enhance what you're saying, not to be the main attraction. Think of them as your backup singers, not the lead vocalist. For example, while explaining a complex process, use a flow chart to guide your audience through each step visually. This way, they have something to look at while you're speaking, which helps reinforce your message. Keeping visuals simple is key. Avoid clutter. Use clear labels and make sure your text is large enough to read from a distance. Choose colors that contrast well and avoid overly complex designs. Simplicity makes your visuals more effective and ensures they add value to your presentation. Practicing with your visual aids is just as important as preparing your speech. Run through your presentation multiple times with your visuals to ensure everything flows smoothly. This helps you integrate your visual aids seamlessly into your talk. Familiarize yourself with the timing of each slide, chart, or video. Knowing when to refer to each visual keeps your presentation on track and prevents awkward pauses or technical hiccups. In summary, visual aids are powerful tools for making your research more engaging and understandable. Use them wisely to complement your spoken message, keep them simple and relevant, and practice with them to ensure a smooth, seamless presentation. By following these guidelines, you'll be able to communicate your research more effectively and leave a lasting impression on your audience. As we move into the storytelling, which is a powerful tool in both academic and professional communication, it transforms dry facts and figures into engaging narratives that stick with your audience. Stories have a way of making complex research more relatable and memorable. They can captivate attention, evoke emotions, and make your findings come alive. Imagine you're presenting your research on climate change. Instead of starting with a slew of statistics, begin with a story. Perhaps share the experience of a farmer whose crops are failing due to unpredictable weather patterns. This personal anecdote immediately connects your audience to the human side of your research, making it more tangible and compelling. Using anecdotes and case studies to illustrate your points can bring your research to life. These real-life examples show how your work impacts individuals, communities, or industries. For instance, if your study focuses on a new medical treatment, you could share a case study of a patient who benefited from this treatment. This makes your findings more relatable and demonstrates their practical value. Creating a narrative arc in your presentation is another effective storytelling technique. Just like a good book or movie, your presentation should have a clear beginning, middle, and end. Start by setting the stage. Introduce the problem or question your research addresses. This is your beginning, where you hook your audience and make them curious about what comes next. the middle of your presentation is where you delve into the details, share your methodology, findings, and analysis. But don't just list facts. Tell the story of your research process. What challenges did you face? How did you overcome them? What surprising discoveries did you make along the way? This keeps your audience engaged and invested in your journey. Finally, bring your presentation to a strong conclusion. Summarize your key findings and highlight their significance. This is your chance to tie everything together and leave a lasting impression. Make sure your audience walks away understanding not just what you found, but why it matters. Making your research personal is another crucial aspect of effective storytelling. Connect your work to real-world applications and impacts. Show how your findings can improve lives, solve problems, or advance knowledge. For example, if your research involves developing renewable energy solutions, explain how these solutions can help combat climate change and create a sustainable future. This makes your work feel relevant and important to your audience. Remember, the goal of storytelling is to make your research resonate on a deeper level. It's about transforming your data into a narrative that people can connect with and remember. By using anecdotes, case studies, and a clear narrative arc, you can turn your presentation into a compelling story that engages and inspires your audience. In conclusion, storytelling is a vital technique for making your academic and professional communication more impactful. Use personal anecdotes and real-world examples to illustrate your points, structure your presentation like a narrative, and always connect your research to its broader implications. By doing so, you'll not only inform your audience, but also leave them with a story that stays with them long after your presentation is over. At last, practicing and refining your communication skills is essential for mastering effective communication. It's not just about knowing your material, it's about delivering it in a way that resonates with your audience. The more you practice, the more confident and polished you become. One of the best ways to practice is by rehearsing your presentations. This helps you get comfortable with your material and find the most natural way to present it. Try to practice in front of a mirror, or even better, record yourself. Watching the playback can be incredibly revealing. You'll notice things you might not have realized, like pacing issues, awkward gestures, or parts where you lose your audience's attention. Joining speaking clubs, such as Toastmasters, is another excellent way to practice. These clubs provide a supportive environment where you can hone your skills and get constructive feedback from others. You'll learn from experienced speakers and get the chance to practice regularly, which can significantly boost your confidence and competence. Feedback from peers and mentors is invaluable. They can provide insights and perspectives that you might not have considered. After a presentation or a practice session, ask for honest feedback. What did they think worked well? What could be improved? Use this feedback to refine your message and delivery. Sometimes, even small adjustments can make a big difference in how your message is received. Continuously refining your message based on feedback and self-evaluation is key. Don't be afraid to make changes and try different approaches. Communication is an evolving skill, and what works for one audience might not work for another. By being open to feedback and willing to adapt, you can keep improving your skills. Staying updated with new communication tools and techniques is also important. The world of communication is always changing, with new technologies and methods emerging all the time. Keep an eye on the latest trends and tools that can help you communicate more effectively. Whether it's new presentation software, online platforms for virtual presentations, or techniques for engaging audiences, staying informed can give you an edge. In summary, practice is crucial for mastering communication skills. Rehearse your presentations, join speaking clubs, and record yourself to see where you can improve. Seek feedback from peers and mentors and use it to continuously refine your message. Stay updated with new tools and techniques to keep your communication fresh and effective. With consistent practice and a willingness to learn, you can become a more engaging and effective communicator. We've covered a lot of ground today, so let's recap the essential strategies to make your communication more effective. First, understand your audience. Tailor your message to their needs and knowledge level to ensure it resonates. Next, structure your message well. use the inverted pyramid model to present the most crucial information first and break down complex ideas into manageable parts. Visual aids are your friends. They help make your research more understandable and engaging. Keep your visuals simple and use them to support your spoken words. Remember, they are there to complement your message, not replace it. Storytelling is a powerful tool. Use anecdotes, case studies, and a clear narrative arc to make your research more relatable and memorable. Connect your work to real-world applications to show its importance. Finally, practice regularly. Rehearse your presentations, seek feedback, and continuously refine your skills. Stay updated with new communication tools and techniques to keep your presentations fresh and effective. Now it's time for you to put these strategies into action. In your next presentation or communication task, apply these tips and see the difference they make. Share your experiences and success stories with us on social media or through email. We'd love to hear how these strategies are helping you become a more effective communicator. Thank you for tuning in today. Your time and attention mean a lot to us. Don't forget to join us for the next episode, where we'll discuss navigating the peer review process, tips and strategies for success. It's a topic that can really make a difference in your academic journey. Until then, keep practicing, keep refining, and keep sharing your brilliant research with the world. Have a great day.